It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville.
You don't like it?
No, it just he throws me off. Sometimes we get like 80s. Sometimes we get, you know.
This is more like early 2000s.
Copperhead Road. Now we get Eminem. Like, my man over there is going to be a wedding DJ once he gets done with his radio career. So that is what it is. Hey, very excited for our next guest. A player that I think everybody in the state of Tennessee and all over the Southeast really got to know a few years ago. Absolutely fantastic guard for Tennessee. Put up some extreme numbers, and it was always fun watching him here. Kevin Punter joins us this afternoon. Kevin, good afternoon to you, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, man? How you doing? Everything's well. Can't complain at all, man. Cannot complain.
So, are you still? Are you back from overseas right now? Is that what? Are you on a break or what's going on?
Nah, I'm still in Italy.
He's in Italy right now.
How are things playing out this season for you?
Everything is going well. I'm leading my team in scoring. We're playing in two European competitions, leading my team in scoring in both. We're winning. We're in first place in a league called Champions League, and we're, I believe, in like the 6th, 7th spot in the Italian league right now in the playoffs. So everything is going well. I can't complain. You know, still working my butt off, still, you know, doing everything I need to do to be, you know, as best as possible I need to be. So I can't complain. Life for me is, it's going pretty well right now. It's amazing. Can't complain at all.
Talk about everything going well, and you've been working really hard, Kevin. What's been the hardest thing to adjust to in your international career so far?
I would say a little bit of everything, just in terms of living the food, just adjusting to the lifestyle. You know, it's not as fast as the States. You know what I'm saying? The food is different, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a lot of pasta, so that's good. So it's not too hard as, you know, some of the other places I've been. But it hasn't been as bad as you guys would probably think it would be. You know what I'm saying? Apartment is great. Everything is great. You know, what people don't really know is that they take care of the players over here pretty well. So, you know, so for me, it's been a really good experience, me being over here. You know, it's high-level basketball. You know, so it's just everything has just been great for me, man.
You're living in Italy, so it can't be too bad. I wasn't under the impression things would be that bad.
Yeah.
Kind of like the documentary I watched on Marshall Henderson a couple weeks ago, where he was living in Iraq. So I kind of think
nothing better. Like that,
Kevin. Tennessee achieved something today that you helped start built years ago, and when they got that number one ranking yesterday after the hard work that's been put in over the last couple of years. Can you take me back to when you first got to Tennessee and the impression that Rick Barnes bestowed upon you and how you bought into his system?
I mean, I'm going to just start off by saying my favorite player is Kevin Durant. I used to watch Rick Barnes. You know, I used to watch Rick Barnes when he was at Texas with him. So I was already familiar with his history, with him winning in, you know, the Big 12 and him constantly in the tournament trying to get the Final Four appearances. So I was already familiar. So for me, it was a little easier rather than a player that doesn't know. So it's easy when a Hall of Fame coach comes to you and is like, listen, I know what it takes to do this, this, and this, where you're trying to get to. And with me working hard and with me putting his knowledge and my hard work together, for me, it was like a no-brainer. So watching these young guys like Admiral and Kyle, guys that I've been with when I was there, I know what those guys go through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know times has changed, but I know for the most part, the foundation, coach is going to push those guys to work hard. Coaches, you know, zero tolerance for everything. You know, everything has to be, you know, detailed. You know, so now when I see them play and see them being so successful, I know exactly why, because he installed that from his first year when I was there.
Kevin,
so
you
now that over time, it's just amazing.
You talk about the foundation. That's what everybody's talked about. You know, I've been watching these guys closely, like you say, from whenever you were there, since Coach Barnes is – since Tennessee got a steal by getting Coach Barnes on the hill. So you talk about, you know, working hard, and that's what everybody nationally talks about the team now. Like, Tennessee's viewed as this blue-collar team, not, you know, just a couple. You know, no Zion Williamsons and, you know, guys like you see the one-and-dones, Kentucky and Duke or whatnot. But these guys can ball, too, and you guys can play. And you talk about working hard. How much of that rubs off from Coach Barnes to players to coaches each day? Not just to you guys, but to the assistant coaches as well.
All the time, because you're constantly around. That's like you being around that's like a person being lazy and you're around seven other guys that work their ass off every single day. It's kind of going to rub off, like, man, like, being lazy is not the right thing no more. This is not cool no more. So that's kind of how it coaches. He's hard, no, work hard. That's going to rub off on the coaches, because now you're trying to keep up. And I feel like that just rubbed off on the whole entire program. And take hard work out the equation. All these guys are talented. These are some of the best guys coming out of high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not ESPN 1 and 2 and 3. Yeah, okay, cool. But these guys can ball.
Yeah.
These divisions have skill. I've watched these guys play. I've been with Kyle, Lamonte, you know, Adam. I've been with these guys. These guys can ball. Obviously, with Coach Barnes adding the other pieces, you know, but all these guys can hoop individually, team, or everything. So it's not just hard work. Obviously, hard work plays a major role, but I dissect these guys' games, just being over here with nothing to do and just watching these guys' games. These guys have a lot of skill to them. So, you know, you got to credit a lot of those guys also.
You talk about the skill and the guys, and that's something that, you know, that's very noticeable. And Coach Barnes talks about a lot. He talks about Kyle, talks about Admiral. I think Kyle Alexander is one of the guys from day one to now. He's been one of the most pivotal players on this team and has developed just exponentially from, you know, just from the first time he walked onto the court. Who would you say, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, your former teammates, who have you seen shine the most? Because Admiral, too, I mean, in my opinion, and this is not a knock on him, he was a bruiser when he came, and, you know, he'd do the dirty work in bruiser, but he didn't have the shot that he has now. He stretched it out, and he can he's a very versatile scorer now. So who, in your opinion, have you seen take the biggest strides?
I would say Admiral. And the crazy part, it's funny that you say I spoke to Admiral maybe a little less than a month ago. And me and him spoke for about maybe 15 to 20 minutes about everything. And the crazy part is, like, what he's doing right now, I promise you, he used to be in the gym when I was there. He was doing the exact same stuff then, his freshman year. Coach would chew him out. No, Admiral, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, just going through freshman bumps in a row. And it's crazy how now I see him do the exact same stuff, and he looks amazing. But back then, he was doing the same exact thing, the same exact stuff. Yeah, his role was different, but I've really seen how he has grown since his freshman, when I seen him sophomore year. You know what I'm saying, junior, as time has gone. Same thing for Kyle and Lamonte, especially Kyle. I hosted Kyle on his visit, and he was, you know, he was skinny. He was, now I'm looking at him like, now he's finishing above the rim consistently. Hey. He's blocking everything.
Hey, he lean. He cut.
It makes me happy. Exactly.
Nah, he cut now. He
so
cut
happy
now.
Looking at these guys when they was young. Yeah, man.
When you, really. Kevin, when you first came into the program, in Tennessee had been through something where previous coach, you know, Donnie Tindall, and just kind of everything surrounding the program. Tennessee, it was hard for the fans to – they wanted to catch a break, and they wanted I don't think the fan base ever really dwindled. They're always there. But what did – you know, when you're out at restaurants or you're – you know, even you're in the game, you know, what did the Tennessee fan base and what do they mean to you and the support that they gave you guys, starting from the ground up to what Coach Barnes is able to build now? How much did that support mean to you back in the day, and that carries on to this day right now?
It means a lot. It means a lot. I know times aren't always easy. You know, fans could sometimes be impatient, but Vol Nation is probably one of the best fans in all of NCAA basketball. Yeah, when I was there, times was a little rough. But now they can relax, they can breathe, they can have fun with it because now these guys are on top. But, you know, I'm sorry that it had to take a couple years. You know, it happens like that. But, you know, I just give it up to them just for being patient and just staying down and just staying, you know what I'm saying, staying with those guys. And now, look, you can't tell Vol fans nothing. You can't tell me nothing. So, you know, it paid off. It paid off with being a fan. So now, you know, we're number one. And then a couple seasons ago, we couldn't even get into the tournament.
Nope.
So.
And looking at how far this team has come, and there's a lot more to it. And like Chance was saying, you know, talking about the blue collar mentality and talking about this team fighting forward. You know, there was a quote that came out, and it came from Grant. And it's along the lines of, look. And Chris Lofton said this last night when I was talking to him as well, mm-hmm. where, you know, okay, the number one ranking is great. Okay, it gives the fan base something to be excited about. But we worried about hanging banners. What about that mentality right there? Just talk to us just for a minute about the mentality of a player that, okay, look, we're getting all this positive response from the media and blah, 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 and it's blowing mm-hmm. up. But our goal
blocking out the noise
is right. Our goal is to hang a banner in this place and not just be ranked number one for 2 weeks.
Exactly. No, it's huge. That shows a sign of maturity. Most immature guys are always ranked number one in the country. Okay, let's party, let's relax a little bit. No, Grant mindset is that's all well and cool. But let's understand our bigger picture. Our bigger picture is hanging a banner up. You don't get a banner up for being the number one team in the country. You get a banner up for SEC titles, NCAA tournament titles. So to have that mindset, that shows me where that team is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are all dialed in. Like, yo, we still don't have enough respect. Let's keep making some noise. Let's hang some banners up. And I'm here for it. So that just shows me, like, okay, these guys are dialed in. These guys are locked in. So it's gonna be a great, you know, a great year for these guys, man.
Kevin, talking about, you know, just to go back to you for a little bit. You know, we all hope for a great year for the Vols. What's next for you outside of international play? Do you want to try to? I mean, I'm sure it's probably always been a dream. You want to try to make a jump, maybe get in the G League, try to try out for some mm-hmm. teams in the NBA. What's going to be next for you? Are you comfortable with the international? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm definitely comfortable, but obviously, you know, my number one dream is being back home in the States. I spoke to my agent a couple of days ago. You know, I have some things that, you know, me and him spoke about in terms of just trying to get back into the league and trying to see what's the best situation. Last year, I was with Orlando. I was in a mini camp. So, you know, NBA stuff always, you know, approaches the table around this time and around, you know, once the European season is coming to an end. So that's just something I got to just handle once that time gets closer around, you know, April and May, around that time. So.
Kevin,
so for sure, that's definitely the goal. You know, I don't work like this just to
try to get back to the
States. Just to exactly. You know, that's the main goal.
And we hope you make it, man, and continue on in Flores. And last question for you, Kevin, and I sure appreciate you joining us. Talking about Coach Barnes, how much does he make it a family atmosphere between the players? And you see this team and how much they've bonded together, and this team just looks different from others around the country. I can't put my finger on it, mm-hmm. and I've covered different teams around the country, and, you know, this team has something about it where it seems like Coach Barnes has brought this group together, and they are one. How big a deal was that for Coach Barnes for finding the leaders on the squad mm-hmm. and making them put their teammates in that position to grow as one?
Huge. To be honest with you, that's probably one of the hardest things to do. I feel like it's to have a bunch of 13 to 14 guys buy in. Because naturally, you deal with all the best kids coming out of high school. Everyone has egos, and everyone has, I was the best player here and there. So for a coach, that's a hard job. But I feel like Coach Barnes has done an amazing job in not killing everyone's egos, but having everyone understand, like, we all can be great players if we all stick together, and we all gonna outshine. But I feel like he does a great job with dealing with each and everyone's personalities and, you know, making it all come together.
That's fantastic stuff. Kevin Punter, I sure appreciate you joining us, buddy. I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season over in Italy, and I hope we can have you on sometime again before the end of the college basketball year.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys so much.
Kevin, be blessed, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Kevin Punter, former Tennessee point guard, fantastic interview, just really getting into the inside of what's going on with this basketball team and everything that he went through, and he started this thing up with Coach Barnes, and it's good to see him flourish over in Italy right now, playing international ball and making a good buck. So we appreciate him joining us. We'll have that interview up here in just a little bit. Thanks to Brandon for putting out all the quotes out of it and cutting up the interview. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll wrap up the first hour. This is It's Optional, and we're on Fox Sports Knoxville.